Blog Talk Radio.
None of the members of the Four Persons or the Bible Catholic Network or Catholicism Rocks or any of these other organizations get paid for what we do. None of us. It's all volunteer stuff. So if you want to do something for your Lenten journey and go deeper in your faith, help us spread the word of the gospel. It's very simple. With the modern technology that we have now, it's easy. Just share it on your Facebook. Share it in Facebook groups. Share it on Instagram. Share it in blogs. Email it to your friends. Help us get the word out. Each new person that you reach could be potentially more people that you reach that we bring the message of the gospel and the true church of Jesus Christ to. What better thing that you would do during Lent to go deeper in your faith than to share your faith with other people? It will surely come back to you. And that's our Lenten reflection for the day for February 17th, 2024.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
mercy for us.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Amen. So friends, today is the feast of seven different saints. That would be the seven founders of the Servites, or seven founders of the Order of Servites, including Saint Manitus. He died in 1268. He's also known as Saint Benedict del Antella, and he was one of the seven founders of the Order of Servites. Between 1225 and 1227, in the city of Florence, Italy, seven cloth merchants from the city's prominent families joined the confraternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. They desired to live a penitential life dedicated to her title of Mother of Sorrows. Our Lady appeared to the seven men on the Feast of the Assumption in 1233, asking them to live a life of seclusion and prayer. They obeyed and lived an austere life for many years. Mary appeared to the seven again in 1240, giving them a black habit and a scroll titled Servants of Mary, and asking them to found a religious order following the rule of Saint Augustine. The Servites became one of the five original mendicant religious orders. Their special charism is devotion to the Passion of Jesus and the Seven Sorrows of Mary. Only one of the seven founders lived to see the order formally approved by Rome in 1304. It has since spread throughout the world and remains active to this day. The feast day of its seven holy founders of the Order of Servites, Servants of Mary, is today, February 17th, and that's from morningoffering.com. And I want to read some additional content provided on Catholic.org from Wikipedia. The Servite Order, officially known as the Order of Servants of Mary, or in Latin, Ordo Servorum Beatae Mariae Virginis, and it's abbreviated as OSM, is one of the five original mendicant orders in the Roman Catholic Church. It includes several branches of friars, priests and brothers, contemplative nuns, a congregation of religious sisters, and lay groups. The order's objectives are the sanctification of its members, the preaching of the gospel, and the propagation of devotion to the Mother of God with special reverence to her sorrows. The Servites friars lead a community life in the tradition of the mendicant orders. The order was founded in 1233 by the seven holy founders, each a member of a patrician family of Florence, Italy. These cloth merchants left their city, families, and professions and withdrew to Monte Sinario, a mountain outside the city of Florence, for a life of poverty and penance. The seven were Borifilius of Florence, born Borifilius Manaldi, Buonafiglio de Moraldi, Alexis of Florence, born Alexis Falconeri, or Alessio Falconeri, and he born in 1200 and lived to February 17, 1310. Menettis of Florence, born Benedict del Antella, Benedetto de Antella, del Antella. Amadeus of Florence, born Bartholomew Amilde, and he died in 1266, also known as Bartolomeo del Amadei. Hugh of Florence, born Ricovero Uguccioli, Hugh de Lippe Uguccioli, Ricovero del Lippi Uguccioli, Sostain of Florence, born Gerardino Sosterri, I'm not even going to try to read that Italian, and Buona Giunta of Florence, born John Minetti, Giovanni de Buona Giunta. They were canonized by Pope Leo XIII on the 15th day of January, 1288. The members of the order dedicated themselves to Mary under her title Mother of Sorrows. In Italian, it's Madonna Addolorata, dedicating their devotion to the Mother of Jesus. They adopted Mary's virtues of hospitality and compassion as the order's hallmarks. The distinctive spirit of this order is the sanctification of its members by meditation on the Passion of Jesus and the sorrows of the Virgin Mary, and spreading abroad this devotion. The Bishop of Florence approved the group as a religious order sometime between 1240 and 1247. The Servites, like other new orders before them, such as the Trinitarians and the Dominicans, decided to live by the ancient rule of Saint Augustine and added to the rule further guidelines that were the expression of their own Marian devotion and dedication. By 1250, a number of Servites had been ordained to the priesthood, thus creating an order with priests as well as brothers. Pope Alexander IV favored a plan for the amalgamation of all orders, which followed the rule of Saint Augustine. This was accomplished in March 1256, but about the same time, a rescript was issued confirming the Servite order as a separate body with power to elect a general. 4 years later, a general chapter was convened at which the order was divided into two provinces, Tuscany and Umbria, the former being governed by Menettis and the latter by Sostein. Within 5 years, two new provinces were ordered, that of Romagna and that of Lombardy. Philip Benizi was elected general on 5th June 1267 and afterwards became the great propagator of the order. The Second Council of Lyons in 1274 put into execution the ordinance of the 1214 Fourth Lateran Council, forbidding the foundation of new religious orders, and suppressed all mendicant institutions not yet approved by the Holy See. In the year 1278, Pope Innocent V, in a letter to Benizi, declared the order suppressed. Benizi set off for Rome to appeal the decision, but before his arrival there, Innocent V had died. His successor lived only 5 weeks. Finally, Pope John XXI decided that the Servite order should continue as before. It was not definitively improved until Pope Benedict XI issued the bull Dern Levamus on 11th February 1304. Of the seven founders, Alexis alone lived to see their foundation raised to permanent dignity of an order. He died in the year 1310. On 30th January 1398, Pope Boniface IX granted the Servites the power to confer theological degrees. It was in harmony with the tradition thus established that many centuries later, the order established the Marianum faculty in Rome. The new foundation enjoyed considerable growth in the following decades. Already in the 13th century, there were houses of the order in Germany, France, and Spain. By the early years of the 14th century, the order had more than 100 houses in locations including Hungary, Bohemia, Austria, Poland, and what later became Belgium. In subsequent periods came missions in Crete, the Philippines, St. Peregrine, Philippine Vicariate, and India. And the Servite order remains around today, and it continues to spread geographically throughout the 20th century, taking responsibility for missions in Swaziland in 1930, Acre in Brazil in 1990, Aysen in Chile in 1937, and Zululand in South Africa. It also made foundations in Argentina from 1914 and more solidly since 1921, Transvaal in South Africa from 1935, Uruguay in 1939, Bolivia in 1946, Mexico in 1948, Australia in 1951, Venezuela in 1952, Colombia in 1953, India in 1974, Mozambique in 1984, Philippines in 1985, Uganda, Albania in 1993, and also the refoundations in Hungary and the Czech Republic. In the United States, there is currently one province of friars with headquarters in Chicago. There are four provinces of sisters with mother houses in Wisconsin, Nebraska, and two in Illinois. And let's see if there's anything else interesting. The 20th century also saw the beatification 1952 and the canonization of Friar Antonio Maria Pucci, the canonization of Clelia Barbieri, foundress of the Minime del Adolorata, the beatification in 1999 of Ferdinando Maria Bacchieri of the Servite Secular Order, the beatification in 2001 of Maria Guadalupe Ricard Olmos, a Spanish cloistered nun who was martyred during the Spanish Civil War, and the beatification of Cecilia Giuseppe of the Servite Secular Order. So they've got a great history, and I'm not going to go through the rest of it, and I'm not going to go through the affiliated bodies of the Second Order, because we've got to get moving on the Three Hail Mary Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin Most Powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intentions of all of our listeners. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers, graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mother, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seat of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you, sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, and we're going to go through our update for the coming week. And that is that William Hemsworth had two shows today. The first was with our friend Steve Ray, the Catholic Defender, on Catholicism Rocks. It was on the typology of the Eucharist. The second, on burnt toast and coffee, was on whether or not the early church accepted the rapture doctrine. Sometime next week, we're going to start our series on the Book of Revelation. You're going to find that incredibly interesting. And we have an agreement in principle for a series of debates with the Alethea Ake Russo Ministries, the Alethea Ministries. Details will be coming soon. In other news, Ken has told us that he is planning an interview with Jacob Woods. That should be interesting. And in the last 90 seconds, I want to remind you to visit our friends Tony and Paulette Rock at The Rock, R-O-C-K, company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P, .com. They've got all sorts of great wares for you. You're looking for Easter gifts. They've got the perfect Easter gifts. They've got some images of the Last Supper in all price ranges. I'm definitely going to purchase one. I'm also saving up for a very expensive nativity set, and that's therockcompanyshop.com. And when you buy from them, tell them your friends at their friends at the Four Persons and your friends at the Four Persons sent you. And you're going to find anything you want there. And with that in mind, we're going to call it a day. And I want you to have a great rest of your day and a great Sunday until I see you at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. I want you to remember that Sunday Mass is a Saturday decision. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My name is Richard Pettis, and we'll talk to you soon. You have a great day, and God loves you.